Nancy was jumping up and down, and there was a cowboy sitting down in front of her, and she was pounding on his big old 10-gallon hat, just a pounding, and finally he looked up. He says, Nancy. Nancy, oh my goodness, what kind of a hat are you wearing? He says, well, it was a 10-gallon hat, but now it's down to a pint. Oh, she says, I'm sorry. Come on, Jackie, ride him. And Jackie was going around in circles, and the horse was kicking up her heels. He was sticking. Tom had his fingers crossed. He says, hold on, Jackie, hold on. You can do it. Did you fall off, Jackie, fall off? The horse came by Skeeter and threw up her heels almost in his face. He fell over backwards. Skeeter got up and brushed. He said, how dare you do that to me? Nancy looked down. Serves you right. This serves you right. What did you say? He said, it serves me right. He said, oh, that's what I thought you said. Come on, Jackie. He said, ride him. And he was going around kicking up a storm. This time, Skeeter stuck his head through the rails. Nancy looked down and said, you stick your head through there and it'll kick it right off. He said, well, I can find my own head if I want to. He says, well, you'll have to. And with your brains, I don't think you could find it. She says, Nancy, yes, nothing. Jackie was still going around. The cowhands, of course, who had bets on him, were yelling for him, and the rest of them didn't yell like Skeeter did to fall off, but they were hoping he did because they had lots of money riding. Finally, Tom was the first one to notice that Patches was wearing down. She wasn't kicking as high and as wild. And Tom says, well, Jackie, he says, you want to get off? He says, no, I'm going to ride it to a standstill. And in a few minutes, Patches slowly stopped bucking and running and stopped in the middle of the corral. And soon as she stopped, her tail went down, her head went down, and she was breathing heavily. Jackie patted, he says, that a girl. He says, we did it. He says, I knew you could do it. All of a sudden, there was a terrific scream from all the winners. That a boy, Jackie! Tom took the horse, Jackie got down, they came around, congratulated Jackie. He says, well, he says, it wasn't easy, but he says, that's going to make a good riding horse. Tom says, well, Jackie, he says, when you think you're good enough, he says, I'll race you with mine. And he says, we'll beat you, too. He crawled through the rails, and Nancy walked up. She says, Jackie, hello, Nancy. I'm so proud of you, Jackie. He says, well, thanks, Nancy. It wasn't too bad. Oh, my, you're a brave boy, Jackie. All of a sudden, behind the big oak tree, he heard... Jackie, Tom, do you hear something? He says, yeah, it sounds like a pleasant little babbling brook. Skeeter stuck his head back. It's not a babbling brook. It's me. Jackie says, what are you crying about? I'm not crying. He said, those tears keep getting in my eyes and I can't fight back. He says, well, what's your problem? I lost all my money. And that poor boy, poor me. Woe is me, woe is me. Tom says, oh my, that's sad, Skeeter. He said, you think so, Tom? He said, would you like me to do it again? Woe is me, woe is me. Cut it out, Skeeter. Yes, sir. He says, you lost your money fair and square. He says, now the money is mine. He said, okay, Tom, if you say so. If you want to steal a few pennies from a poor little beggar boy, go ahead. He says, steal from a little beggar boy? Yes. He says, Skeeter, you're not a beggar boy. It was your own fault. He said, I know, but I didn't know what I was doing. You didn't know what you were doing. You betted against your best friend, Jackie. He said, well, he's still my best friend, but I didn't think he could do it. He says, all right, Skeeter. He says, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to give you your 4 cents back if this teaches you a lesson. Oh, it will, Tom, it will. He said, this will teach me the best lesson I ever had. Where's the pennies? Tom reached into his pocket. He says, one, Yeah, Dad, yeah, come on, come on. Two, yeah. Three, yeah. Four, yeah. Thank you, Tom, thank you. He said, you are indeed a gentleman, Tom. He says, now what are you going to do with the money? He said, well, I'm not going to gamble. No more. No more gambling as long as I live. Tom looked at him and he says, you better keep that promise too. Tom warned Skeeter that he better keep that promise of no more gambling. Of course, he knew Skeeter, but he had hoped at least that Skeeter would try to keep his word. So the next few days, Jackie spent all his time practically with Patches. In fact, Skeeter began to get jealous. Jackie, my dear friend, don't you like me no more? He says, sure I do. He said, but you like your horse better, don't you? He says, well, I never even thought about it. He said, I just have to take care of her. He says, now that I've got a saddle on her, he says, I told Tom we're going to race. And as soon as I think she's good enough for racing, I'm going to take her out and I'm going to beat Tom. Hey, Jackie, yeah. And we'll have a race. And, Jackie, I'd bet 4 cents on you. Skeeter, what? Didn't you make a... Oh, yes, he said, my big mouth always gets my big foot into it. He says, yeah, you can say that again. My big mouth gets my big foot into it. He says, you better not let Tom hear you betting, trying to make a bet again, and I wouldn't bet with you anyway. Tom happened to be coming around carrying some oats over. He says, well, how's it going, Jackie? It was fine, Tom. You have a minute? Sure, what's wrong? Well, nothing's wrong, except that I'm just about ready to challenge you, Tom. Ho, ho. He said, ho, ho, yourself. He said, you act like Santa Claus, Tom. He says, what do you mean, Jackie? He says, I'm going to put a saddle on this horse. He said, I've had her out in the corral, and said, I took her out beyond the gate. I think I can beat you in a race. Tom had a twinkle in his eye. Are you a good loser, Jackie? Jackie smiled. He says, Tom, are you a good loser? Oh, no. He said, I cry a lot.
You cry, Tom? He said, you a ball baby?
He says, no, Skeeter. He says, I didn't cry when I lost 4 cents. Yeah, you didn't lose it, I did. And I cried. And sometimes I'm a ball baby. Jackie looked at him. You can say that again. Yeah, sometimes I'm a ball baby. Oh, cut it out, Skeeter.
He said, cut what out? I don't even have scissors to cut anything with you. What are you talking about?
Skeeter, said Tom, do you know what he's talking about?
Yes, sir, I sure do.
I certainly do. He says, all right, cut out the nonsense.
He said, where do I find nonsense to cut it out anyway?
Tom, what did you say?
Nothing, Tom. I'm going to cut everything you say. I'll cut it out. I'll cut out dolls if you want me to.
Jackie looked disgusted. Skeeter, why don't you go chase a shadow or something?
Hey, yeah. He said, did you ever catch your shadow, Jackie?
He says, no, it's always faster than I am. He said, oh, I can beat up my shadow. I catch him, beat him up. Tom says, come here, Jackie. He says, all right, this is what we'll do. He says, tomorrow, he says, I'll have you a race. We'll go around past the North 40, up to the hedgerow and back. He says, all right. He said, and if I were you, Jackie, I'd take the horse out there today and give her a trial run or two. He says, remember, if you run her, throw the blanket over her and walk her. He says, I know, Tom, you told me that. He says, I know what you do with the racehorse. He says, all right, tomorrow, Jackie. So Jackie saddled up Patches. Skeeter sat on the rail watching. He says, all right, Skeeter, you wait here. He said, I'm going to take her out to the hedgerow and back. He got on Patches and says, all right, let's go, and kicked her gently in the sides, and away they went. Skeeter almost fell off backwards. He said, wow,
I said, boy, does she go like the wind.
Pretty soon Jackie came back, patted her and jumped down. He says, nice going, Patches. He got the blanket and threw it over.
What you doing, Jackie? Is Patches going nighty-night?
Says, no, she's not going nighty-night. Says, when a horse perspires like this, you got to cover her up so she doesn't catch cold, and then you have to walk her. Get over here and walk this horse. How dare you talk to me like that? He says, all right, Skeeter, you're no friend of mine. Give me the horse, I'll walk her. He says, you got to cool her down. You just don't let her stop. He said, okay, okay. Baby horse walker, that's what I am. He says, a horse sitter, that's what I am. It's nothing but a horse sitter. You saying something, Skeeter? Not a thing, Jackie. Tom came out. He says, well, how'd you do, Jackie? Oh, pretty good, Tom. Skeeter's walking the horse. He says, well, I might tell you again. I hope you're a good loser. He says, well, I haven't lost yet. I'll think about that when I lose. So that evening, Jackie and Skeeter were in bed, and Skeeter was getting, he was getting kind of jealous. He said, Jackie, would you race me in Pickles? He says, with Patches? He said, yeah, Pickles goes like the wind. He said, what kind of wind? He said, well, a big wind. He says, yeah. I says, sounds like you, Skeeter. How dare you talk to me like that? He says, I've got to get my rest. Good night. He said, good night. He said, I hope you have nightmares. Thanks a lot, Skeeter. I hope you have the same.
No, Jackie, don't say that. You scare me.
He said, if you don't get to bed, and far down the hall, Tom was his boys. Who that? He says, that's Tom, and he's going to come up here. I'm asleep. Are you boys asleep up there?
Yes, we're asleep.
Tom says, oh, wait a minute. Are you talking in your sleep?
Yes.
He said, well, you better cut it out. Nancy was stuck her head out the bedroom door. She says, Tom, what's going on? He says, nothing, it's all over. Well, good night. Good night, Nancy. He too went to bed. The next morning, bright and early, at the breakfast table, of course, news got around fast that Jackie and Tom were going to have a friendly race. And along the side, there were a few bets and so forth, and Nancy looked across the table at Jackie and fluttered her eyelashes. Jackie, do you think you should race your horse yet? You know, oh, sure, he says. I can handle the horse. Oh my, you're a brave boy, Jackie. But do be careful. I'll be careful.
You be careful.
What did you say? I said that Jackie should be careful. Oh. After they had finished eating, they went out to the corral. Jackie saddled up Patches and Tom saddled his horse up. Some of the men were around. They were rather interested. Says, Sam, give us the signal. Count three and go. They got on their horses. Nancy came out, and Skeeter, of course, was out there. He says, are you ready? Tom looked at Jackie. Jackie looked at Tom, and they both nodded. He says, all right, one, two, three, go. And they took off, both of them, in a cloud of dust. They were running neck and neck. Skeeter said, come on, Jackie, come on, get that nagger going. Tom was riding right along the side. Jackie looked over at him. He says, what's wrong, Tom? I thought you were going to be way ahead. He says, well, not that I was going to be way ahead, but I thought you'd be way behind. Jackie says, come on, Patches, come on. They went to the hedgerows, and they were still running neck and neck. And finally, in the home stretch, coming back, Jackie knew that this was it. It was now or never. He says, come on, Patches. And he began to patter, and he says, come on. He let the reins loose and stood high in the saddle. And slowly Patches began to gain and leave Tom behind. Jackie looked back. What happened, Tom?
Tom says, come on, come on. And he was going as fast as he knew his horse would go. And finally, when Jackie pulled past the corral, he was two lengths ahead of Tom. Jackie brought the horse to a halt. Skeeter, get the blanket. You can get the blanket, all I do, babysit. Skeeter ran in and got it, and Jackie threw it over the horse. He said, now walk him. I tell you, okay, I'll walk the baby horse again. Tom came in and said, pretty good going, Jackie. Jackie says, well, Tom, I don't see any tears. He says, well, I'm not going to cry over that. Jackie looked at him. He says, Tom, are you sure you were trying? Jackie said, I never tried harder in my life. He says, I wanted to beat you something awful. He says, I just wanted to see whether you could take it or not. Jackie smiled. He says, you know, Tom, are you going to be able to take it? So Jackie was rather interested to see whether Tom could take it, and Tom just laughed. He says, oh, I can take it. He says, as long as it's you. He said, I'd be somebody else. I don't know. Skeeter came up and congratulated Jackie. Said, Jackie, my dear, 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 dear friend, congratulations. Thank you, Skeeter. You didn't have any money bet. Oh, no, not me. You know me. That's why I'm asking. Jackie, I don't like the way you talk to me. He says, well, I don't like the way you talk to me sometimes. Tom looked at both of them. He said, we're leaving, we're leaving. Come on, Jackie. They walked away. They went to the garden, sat down on the bench. Skeeter was throwing pebbles into the pool. He said, where's Croaky? Oh, he says, he's in the pool there somewhere. He said, if you don't want him anymore, Jackie, I'll take him. I didn't say I didn't want him. He's mine. You gave him to me, and I was going to give him to Nancy. And Nancy, well, you know the story. He said, there's nothing to do, Jackie. Just sitting here and throwing pebbles in the water. He said, well, what do you want to do? He said, Jackie, he said, are you pretty brave? He said, sure. He says, what's wrong? Skeeter almost looked frightened. He said, and he looked around. He said, Jackie, have you ever heard of the House of the Seven Shadows? House of the Seven Shadows? He says, no, what's that? He said, you don't know anything. He said, there's a house from here. He says, past the canyon on the other side. It's a great big house. He said, and the story goes, there were five brothers and sisters. He said, I don't know how many brothers, how many sisters, but I think it was five brothers. No, it was six brothers. That's it, six brothers and one sister. I remember now. He said, that makes six, and one is what, Jackie? He said, seven. He said, that's right, seven shadows. He said, today when you go by the house, he said, you see shadows in the window, and there's nobody there. Oh, come on, Skeeter. He says, what do you mean, ghost? He said, no, I didn't say ghostess. He said, shadows. He says, oh, I don't believe such nonsense. He says, all right. He said, I dare you. Let's saddle up and ride out there and see. You mean now? He says, sure. Well, you're scared. You're scared, aren't you? I'm not scared. He said, I what? He said, I dare you to go to the House of the Seven Shadows. He says, all right, let's go. They went out to the barn, and Tom saw him saddling up. He says, where are you boys going? Jackie, you tell him. He says, tell him that we're going to the House of the Seven Shadows? He says, no, you better not tell him. Just tell him we're going for a ride. We're just going for a ride, Tom. Oh, don't be gone too long. Okay, Tom. They saddled up and started to ride down the drive and headed up north towards the canyon, around the rim of the canyon, and over the knoll, the next knoll, Skeeter stopped. He said, Jackie, it's right over on the other side. He said, come on. They crossed over to the knoll, and far down in sort of a small valley, there was an old house, two-story house, weather-beaten, and a barn. And a few other little buildings. He said, you're going to have to leave your horse here and walk down. He said, there's no way we can get down there. Jack said, well, what are we going down there for? He said, well, to see if there's a shadow down there. Oh, there isn't any. Are you scared, Jackie? He said, no. He said, come on. So they left their horses and started down a path down the hill over to the barn. He said, let's look in the barn first. Jackie took a pin out of the door latch and opened it. It was kind of dark in there. He says, see, there's nothing in here. He says, nothing at all. He says, come on. They looked around, and every so often they'd hear something, that a thump. Who dat? Jackie said, did you hear that? Jackie! He says, there's somebody in here.
I told you it was in the shadows.
A shadow doesn't thump.
This one does.
And then they heard it again. Skeeter grabbed Jackie around the neck.
Jackie!
Jackie slapped his hands. He said, don't hold me like that. He said, if I have to run, I want to run.
He said, what am I afraid of?
He said, you're the one that wanted in here. He said, now I'm going to find out what it's all about. He said, there is no shadow that thumps. He says, you wait right here, and I'll crawl over the manger. He says, it's over there on the other side of that straw.
I said, oh, okay, Jackie.
Jackie started leaving. Skeeter ran after him, grabbed him. He said, you're not going to leave me here. He says, well, then come with me.
Skeeter looked around, his eyes bulging out.
He says, I wish I wouldn't have said that, Jackie. He said, you're a brave boy. Let's go home.
Jackie says, no, we're in it now. We're going to find out. Jackie crawled over the manger, and Skeeter followed, and he got halfway through and fell down in it.
He said, help me out of here.
So what are you doing down there? He said, what do you think I am, a horse eating hay or something? Help me out. Jackie grabbed him and pulled him out. He says, listen. And they heard the thump.
Jackie.
He said, it's coming from over there. He says, come on. They crawled around the hay and looked out. Jackie looked first. Holy cow! He said, Jackie, you better not say that. The milk's going to run all over the place. He says, stop telling me that. Look. Skeeter looked. He says, holy cow! He said, Jackie. They both got up and walked over there, and there they saw two of the most beautiful Palomino ponies they had ever seen. Just, those aren't shadows, Skeeter. Those are horses. He said, yeah, I know. He said, my, those are beautiful. Jackie says, we ought to tell Tom about this. The sheriff ought to know about this. He said, I bet they're stolen. He said, no, they're not. They belong to the shadows. Oh, stop that shadow bit. The shadow doesn't ride a horse. He says, come on, let's get out of here. And he says, I'll tell Tom about it. I says, I bet somebody reported some Palomino pony stolen. He says, maybe there's a reward out. He said, yeah, and we'll be rich. Just about that time, they heard galloping hoofs outside. Skeeter rushed to the side of the barn and looked through the crack, through a knot hole.
Ooh, Jackie, look!
Jackie pushed him aside. He said, it's just two riders. He says, two men on horses.
He said, I know. He said, where do you suppose they're going?
He said, I don't know. He says, they're probably coming in here. Skeeter's eyes popped out. He said, in here?
Ooh, Jackie, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We got to get... Oh, Jackie.
Shh. Hey, they heard the door opening. Skeeter and Jackie both looked around, and finally Skeeter says, Jackie, under here. He says, yeah, under the straw, quick. Skeeter crawled like a rat into the hay way underneath, and Jackie followed him. And then they brushed a little bit of the hay away so they could peek through. And finally they saw the two men come in.
I told you to give them some hay before we left. Have to turn around and come all the way back.
He said, all right, I forgot. He says, there's the pitchfork over there. Throw a couple pitchforks full of hay in the manger for him. He says, all right, I'll get it done in a minute.
He reached over, got the pitchfork, started to walk towards the straw stack. Skeeter and Jackie were looking out.
Look, he's gonna get me, he's gonna put us full of holes.
Shh! He says, move farther back. And all of a sudden they looked up and they saw this pitchfork coming down. And when Skeeter looked down, he saw the pitchfork stuck right between his fingers.
Oh, Judy, look.
He picked up a whole fork full of hay and left the boys exposed. Luckily, he couldn't see because the hay was in front of him. And when he turned around, the boys backed up under some more hay. He threw the hay into the manger. The horses began to eat. He started to walk back.
He said, here he comes again. He said, what are we going to do?
Just keep quiet. He says, hurry up in there, get those horses fed. Okay, he says, I'm doing the best I can. He says, I better get another fork full of hay. Skeeter saw him walking towards him this time.
He said, Jackie, we're going to be full of holes. He said, when we drink water, we're going to leak all over.
The man started coming with the pitchfork. Skeeter moved way back. And just about the time he looked up through the hay, he could see the pitchfork above the man. Then he said, hey, come on. He said, that's enough. The man took the pitchfork and threw it down against the manger. He said, well, make up your mind. He said, we've got to get out of here fast. Come on. He jumped over the manger, and finally the boys heard horses' hoofs echoing in the distance and fading away. They crawled out. He said, Jackie, do you have any holes? Are you leaking anywhere? Jackie said, no, he missed us. He says, come on, let's get out of here. He says, we better go tell Tom. So they scampered out of there as fast as they could go, got on their horses and headed for home as fast as they could go. It was late in the evening when they finally arrived. Tom was coming out of from the corral. Where have you boys been? Oh, just riding, Tom, just riding. Tom, we've got something to tell you, real exciting. He says, we really have. Well, now, what will that be? He said, we'll tell you just a minute, as soon as we get our horses put up. Tom was washing up for supper when the boys rushed over. He says, Tom, guess what? He said, guess what? He said, I don't know. He said, Tom, you promise we won't get into trouble? I won't promise you anything, Skeeter. If you got into trouble, you're going to get what's coming to you. He said, well, we really didn't get into trouble. Tom, we went to the, Skeeter, what do you call it? The House of the Seven Shadows. Tom just about dropped his towel. You did what?
We went to the House of the Seven Shadows.
What for?
I don't know.
So Skeeter thought it would be a good idea. He thought it'd be fun doing something, and because we don't believe in shadows, I don't believe in shadows, but Tom, guess what we found there? He says, I don't know. What did you find there? We found Palomino ponies. Two of them, Tom. Two of them. Now, where would you find Palomino ponies at the House of the Seven Shadows? Tom, in the barn. We went in there. And we went in there and we saw them, and then we heard horses hoof. We looked out and there were two men came in and they put hay in the manger and almost stuck us with the pitchfork. Tom, it really happened. Peter looked at Tom. That's right, Tom. He says, well, I don't know about you, Skeeter. You have a wild imagination. But Jackie, coming from you, he says, you actually saw Palomino ponies? We did, Tom. Are you sure that you didn't go in there with the intention of seeing all kinds of things and you thought you saw Palomino ponies? No, Tom, we really did. He says, you've got to go investigate. They're probably stolen. He says, well, we're not doing anything tonight. He says, all right. He said, if you really think so. He said, but Jackie, you weren't supposed to go over there. Neither were you, Skeeter. He said, well, we just wanted something to do. So as they sat down to the table to eat, Nancy was cutting her Swiss steak with delicious gravy on it and going back and forth. He said, well, you do sawing that in half. She says, I'm cutting my steak like a lady. What did you say?
He said, I like to see you cut your steak like a lady. Finally, Tom looked at Mr. Miller. He says, guess where the boys were, Mr. Miller? Oh, he said, it's hard telling where Skeeter was. Chinky was just bringing out the dessert. It was Jell-O with whipped cream on top. And he had a whole tray of it coming out. Tom looked, he says, well, thank you.